We're live, we're worldwide with the Ghost Getter.
You're way off. How's it going, everybody? And welcome to the Nightbreed Show, thenightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter. Those of you out there in chat, welcome. Yeah, we'll be ready in 45 minutes or so. Sometimes it takes that long to get us started or get us on the roll. We'll be on a roll here in a minute, probably in the next hour. As I slowly progress, my anger gets up about 10 o'clock. It just goes on and on, and I don't stop. I don't stop at 10 o'clock. That's my motto. Just like no Biebers on my speakers. TheNightbreedShow.wix.com/ghostgetter to get in the chat room. That's where we are if you want to find out what everybody's talking about. Welcome, Elk. Welcome, the mod Elk. Deb V, the mod Japanese, and Tie-Dye, welcome as well. Appreciate everybody being here. Cat may not be here tonight. She may not. So, well, she's, you know, if you don't see her in chat, she's my chat queen. She rules over this land. Chat land. Xat cat. Should be cat sack. X cats cat. X cat. Something like that. Anyway. I don't know. The Nightbreed Show is also on Jackalope Radio, jackaloperadio.com, as well as many other affiliates. Because we're just so popular. Everybody, you know, just loves us. That's how we are. Strange, but true. Yeah. So, you know, everybody has heard about the weird, wild, wacky week we've had. And, you know, obviously, our prayers and thoughts go out to those that lost their lives and are going through a traumatic problem here in Oregon, United States. We're sorry that this had to happen to those people. But be expecting more of that to happen. Because as we sit on our tail end and first of all, it's going to happen anyway, whether you like it or not, because people won't change. Society refuses to change. Society refuses to repent. And society refuses to listen to what's been heeded. Everything is going to happen because people just won't change. More of these murders are going to happen because people refuse to change. It's going to get worse. Very worse. A lot worse. then it will. And so when I got the news alert on my phone I was kind of upset, and I turned around and I was telling people that, you know what, I know this is going to be somebody complaining that it's a gun issue when we have such a horrible mental health issue in this country that we don't address, that we seem to hide from and have, we tend to, you notice that the government and politicians don't want to address the mental health issue we have in this country of ours. Maybe it's because of Obamacare or the fact that it's going to cost us an astounding amount of money to fix it, which won't be covered on any insurance plan that I know of that will refuse it. Next is the fact that we're taking and giving our children drugs for OCD and ADHD that are just making their brains melt, causing worse problems than they have now. You know, when a kid gets hyper and starts getting into things and things happen, that's called hyperactivity. That's called sugar. Try not giving them so much sugar and Cokes and candy and all the crappy foods that they eat and all the junk that they're feeding us out there, and then pumping them up with drugs and making them worse than they were before. That's not going to be the solution. So now you just completely destroyed their brain, and they go out and they shoot up schools or whatever. But this time, you know, it could be a mental issue, being the fact that they're making it out to be a religious thing now. It could be mental for some groups out there. Because to me, if you're supposed to be following some kind of religion or following some kind of thing where there are rules about killing other people, where there are rules about being radical, where there are rules about having some kind of peace or love in society toward your fellow man or your fellow neighbor, and you're actually going out there and killing them, that just basically tells me that you're not following those rules and you're not living up to those standards and you're not the person you think you are. And you go out and you kill other people, well, it's just making the problem worse than it was. So we all are going to destroy each other in the name of radicalism. That's exactly what's going to happen. You know, we don't have, you know, today I just saw a poll on Fox 4 News on my Facebook, and it was talking about, 49% people believe this, 29% people believe that, statistics here, statistics there. And I just put in a comment, news people, news. Let's talk about news and not your opinion, because we don't want to hear your opinion, we want to hear the news. That's the problem with the media these days. They give you your opinion, and they manipulate your mind where you're thinking, you know, it's not, this is our opinion, and this is how we want you to think. That's why for every bad neighborhood, gang-related, or Black Lives Matter story, guess who the reporter is? He's always got to be a black reporter and a black anchor. Every time there's some kind of Hispanic story, it's got to be a Hispanic reporter, or vice versa, so on and so forth. While, you know, they're putting this in your brain, there are several other things they put in your brain. So we go nuts and start acting like fools and we kill other people because we have a system we believe in that is actually a bunch of crap. So we go out and shoot other people because in the name of radicalism, thinking that it's for your own religion when it's actually your brain is just completely lost it. I thought was real funny is, we have our wonderful leader out there talking about how we need to ban guns and it's not about prayers. And all of a sudden, we see this news story come out that he's saying he's killing Christians. And then he says something about Australia and how they got great gun laws. And then we have a shooting in Australia. You know, I'm thinking, why don't you just shut up and go back in the house and don't come out until you're ready to leave in 2016? You're just making things worse. Just making it worse. Shut up. You know, I'm just, there are more insane people in this country than sane ones. Exactly right. It's just gotten so outrageously bad. And then we have people that are just fueling the fire, throwing stuff into the fire and making it worse than ever before. I don't know the purpose of it. I don't know the reason of it, but it's not about, you know, we want a peaceful world anymore. Well, we have, the UN talking about peace, 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 and they're giving in to a country that's threatening to kill the entire planet, and they talk about peace. Really? Don't lie to me. I'm not fooled by your BS. I'm not fooled about it. Every time they talk, that's the first thing that starts entering my mind is the BS starts to go off. I start to hear this in my brain.
My BS detector's going ding.
Every time I hear the news.
My BS detector's going ding.
Every time. Never fails. And sure enough, you find out that that's the point. Now ISIS is taking responsibility for the shootings in Oregon. Of course, if anybody takes responsibility for any kind of shooting that's opposite any Christian or religion, they're going to take responsibility for it. You know, the guy can't stand up and say different because he's dead. So, of course, they're going to take responsibility. And the media is going to eat it up. So, you won't hear otherwise. You won't hear if this guy has actually said he was or not. Maybe they'll find some literature on a computer. But how are we going to believe that? Just by what somebody says. So, regardless, this is going to be some kind of outrage. You know, 20 years ago, before 1999, how many times have you heard of this? These school shootings going on and this outrageous crap we're dealing with right now. How many times have you heard about this? Never. I never had this problem growing up. You know, I've never heard of anybody shooting up school. I mean, I've heard of people getting killed by guns, but you never heard of people walking into schools with an AK-47 and shooting up the schools and acting like idiots. Never. So you can't say guns are the problem, because guns have always been there since this country was founded. So what seems to be the problem? You have to look at the problem recently, not a problem of guns that have been around for the last 200 years. The problem is recent. The problem is people with their behavioral problems. That's what it is. The food they eat, the medication they take that makes them crazy. Side effects are 3 million types of side effects. You may solve your sleeplessness, but you're going to have 3 million side effects while you're at it. Your ears are going to fall off. You're going to have stomach pains, no toe or fingernails anymore, no eyelids. You'll go blind. You can't hear. Hair may fall out. Tongue may turn purple. You know, you'll have no thumbs and three nipples, but at least you'll be able to sleep at night, or you'll be able to have no more gas pains. At least your gas pains will be gone. So, so it's interesting how we're dealing with this. So, you know, so that's why we got to start heading off of the problem and going after the true problem with society right now. It's these idiots out there that are just throwing fuel in the fire and making things worse than they already are. And I don't know if you've seen the post I posted on Facebook with Netanyahu and his 45 seconds of silence. That was scary. That was scary because it makes you feel like this guy is standing alone. With the silence, it's almost as if people are turning their backs on him. It's real creepy. That 45-second speech, well, it was an hour. But it was creepy. And I did listen to the entire hour of the speech, and there was people that were standing up and clapping in some parts of his speech. And that was one part of his speech where they weren't. But maybe it was set up that way. But it was real weird. That's for sure. That was very strange. So, you know, that's the way the world is working now. And, you know, it's prophecy. If you don't believe me, look it up. These things are supposed to happen. And as we live in a world now where paranormal problems are more prevalent than ever before, we're starting to hear weird things and see weird things more than we ever did in our lifetime. You know, the EVPs and shadow people sightings don't come once a month. Now they're constant. We're starting to have more and more strange things go on than ever before. So obviously get used to it, because it's going to get a lot worse. And then we have, you know, those people on TV, like Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters. Well, you know, you can't be jumping on Ghost Hunters, because I've never seen them walk in doing Ouija boards. But other people and their psychic shows and things like that are causing other people to go out there and say, hey, the best way to get spirits and go investigate is we'll bring our Ouija boards in and our divination tools and our, you know, Book of the Dead stuff and all these creepy things in there. And we'll do our investigations with those wild things, and we'll get into darkness and everything, and we'll start doing it ourselves. And then you wonder what's going on and what's happening. why this is happening to me or why this is going on in the world. Because the more people that are starting to do it, the more people that are opening up doors, and the more people are starting to conjure things up, the society we live in now, today, is starting to accept evil more than ever before. Society today is saying welcome to evil more than ever, as they throw out any kind of peaceful or religious or light-based positivity, and they accept more negative, evil, dark things. Guess what we're going to be dealing with now? More evil, dark things. We're going to be seeing it more often. We're going to be dealing with it more often. And then we have people like Hollywood who are not afraid to admit that this is what they do and this is what they're involved in. Because no one's going to say different. No one's going to deny them from what they do. Back in the day, they would have. Today, no one's going to deny them or say anything bad about it. We accept Miley Cyrus's and her two horns and devil tongue crap, but we do not accept anything else that has to do with any peace or anything good. You know, anyone does anything good in this world is not looked at. But Miley Cyrus is all over the news as being the most popular person on the planet because evil and bad things are accepted. And they know that, and that's why they do that. Because they don't care. This is what sells. Evil sells. And as long as you accept it, this is going to happen more often. So I saw this thing, and I've talked it about on my show many, many times before, about Chip Coffey going into the exorcist house and doing this stupid exorcism thing or whatever it is in his exorcist house. And it's funny, when we complained about it, he went on to his website or whatever, made comments and said, "We're not doing exorcisms. We're going over there. We're just going to prowl around a bit and do some surprising things." What's so surprising? It's the same things everybody else does. So I don't understand the surprise of it. Now, sex don't sell anymore. It's not really about that anymore. It's about evil. Darkness sells. Darkness sells more than anything now. That's what it's about. That's what is acceptable. And that's why you just woken a sleeping giant. That's all you did. You've woken a sleeping giant. Welcome to the world of the crazy. That's how it's going to be. So anyway, we complain about it. He says on his website that it's going to be something different. I don't see how it's going to be any different than any other show that is letting these things in. But this is what he claims he's doing. And so I read somewhere, and surprisingly I read, and I thought it was something new, but it's not. My apologies, thinking that it's going to be this year. But it was actually 2 years ago, or two, three years ago, where Ghost Adventures already went into this house on Halloween and did their little investigations and things like that, but caused more of a stain again. They brought things in again that they shouldn't have brought in and left it there to rot. That's my... Why is it I can predict this? Why is it I know what's going to happen before it happens? It's almost like watching a... It's almost as if I'm watching a rerun of some kind. Some kind of rerun from the past. Because they seem to do the same thing over and over. Well, that and the fact that you can pretty much guess what their plans are as far as evil goes. What their, you know, it seems like they like this sort of thing because it brings more ratings. I don't know if that's the problem. If it brings more ratings or... I don't know if that's exactly what it is, if it brings more ratings, but I'm telling you, it's doing something and it's causing more problems. And I've seemed to notice this is a pattern with them. And this is my warning tonight, that there is a pattern with these people. And this pattern is that this isn't the first time they left behind evil and walked out the door and said, you're on your own. We've seen this with the Zozo guy and his wife being attacked. And they just left him behind to deal with it, with her being attacked. The same thing with the rectory and that problem. The same thing, apparently, I'm seeing with the exorcist house and so on and so forth. And I looked into them and I said, is this common for them to do it? And sure enough, it is common for them to do it. They do this actually quite often. They seem to bring bad things into the world. And then they just walk out and say, you know what? We're not responsible. This is your problem. You deal with it. And they walk out in the first place. And then they, you know, they pretty much admit it. They admit. They go off and admit that they're doing things that are not supposed to be done. And then they turn around and say, well, this isn't a good idea, dude. I don't think it's real wise to play with things. I don't think it's wise to do this and do that. They are they're almost as bad. They're as bad as going into a bad neighborhood at night where it's the neighborhood is ruled by Crips and yelling "Bloods rule" and then running out of the neighborhood. It's almost as bad as that, and leaving the people there that are hanging out with them, you know, just driving off and leaving them there, or leaving somebody in an area where there's a pack of lions and driving off and leaving them there for the lions to pounce on them. These are the kind of people they are. And I'm finding out these people are becoming more and more dangerous when I see them, because they're leaving the people that live in the home or own the home and have to do with the area, or the people that investigate the area, or whatever the case may be. They have a habit of leaving the people behind and driving off and letting them have to deal with it. This is a common problem with this group. And now, two people have died, probably because of the crap that they're dealing with. And we're never going to have proof of this. And personally, I have my opinion. And I'm not going to blame them fully for that, because you are responsible for your own actions and you have free will. If you keep playing with this stuff, hey, you're on your own. But they have a habit of leaving things behind for other trash to be picked up. They leave their scraps. It's almost like they're having a giant party and you're left to clean it up in the morning. Or they come in and raid your house and tear it apart and you got to fix it. This seems to be a common problem with Ghost Adventures, the crew. Every place they go, they seem to leave a stain. You know? So, and I have proof of that. So, my purpose, number one purpose of the show tonight, is I'm going to show you that a lot of things that they do leave behind are scraps that they do that, and kind of have things in out of whack tonight, so I have to, and I apologize to do so. But we have, now, you know what, I'm going to take a break real quick and I'm going to fix this. And by the way, I want to bring up and mention something to you, so I think I'm going to do that here in a minute. I'm going to bring up, mention something to you about the show last week I thought was pretty interesting that I did bring up last night. I don't know if you heard it or not. But I'm going to let you know here in a few minutes. It's kind of interesting, maybe a little coincidental. Probably not true, but it is coincidental. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute as I get things set up, so stick around.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
We're live with the Ghost Getter.
The Nightbreed Show.
This is my boomstick. Go ahead and run. Run home and cry to mama. You got that?
Watch the ordinary rabbit.
Jackalope Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Now they got things a little fixed here. Appreciate you waiting. Okay. Nathan. Nate's having problems. He's had problems last night. And I told him to log onto XChat. Don't close the page. Open up a new tab. Log back into the Nightbreed show. And you should be fine with the chat and just close the other tab. That's what I do, and it usually works. I think it worked for him last night. Something about XAT chat that always seems to be getting jacked up. This always happens. And I appreciate everybody for sticking around as much as you do and actually wanting to listen. You know, because I talk like this a lot. When I get on a roll, whether it's, you know, my other job or, you know, wherever the case may be, everybody that knows me, that deals with me every single day, I guess it doesn't bother you because you come here every week and not, you don't deal with me every day. So you don't have to listen to my my rants every day like this. But, you know, I get on a roll and people just tend to ignore me or just look at me with this, you know, kind of look at me in the corner of their eye like, oh, here we go again. Like they constantly, oh, no, not again. That's just how he speaks. You know, that's just how he is. And they'll just go on with their daily lives and not even pay attention to what I say. It's funny, I got into this discussion with Irene about 10 minutes ago, and she pretty much had the same look in her eye. So, you know, they get, you guys get used to it. I'm just surprised that you actually come and listen to this every week. Not that I'm not right or, you know, it's not true, but, it, you know, it is happening. But I just think it's, I do appreciate it because, you know, people do get, they don't want to hear it. And so as the story goes and things turn and things change, you know. Anyway, we were in our thing last week and I was telling, you know, Nate heard about it last night. I was talking about it. The show happened to be one of the best ones. I don't see how, because I do this every week. It's pretty much the same. But I did notice that I did have, you know, my speech was a little better and I kind of was on cue with everything I was talking about last week. So, and it seemed like time just moved by so quickly for the show, and I just hated the fact that that happened. But I noticed what's really interesting, and which you can look it up and find out, that The Constantinos and some of the people from Ghost Adventures live in Reno, Nevada. And some of the people, there were a few people in my chat room last week that were hiding. They didn't change their name. It was like Wookie Poo or Cuddle Buns or whatever it is. Was hiding in my chat room last week, didn't speak. But I got this thing on my website where I can check and see what town. It doesn't tell me unless I pay an extreme amount of money to have it done, but I won't. But because it really doesn't matter who it is that's in my chat, I do appreciate it, but it doesn't make a difference. But I thought it was kind of interesting last week. I do tend to check and see if what other cities around the world in this country is listening to my my show, and I had a couple of people from Australia listening to my show, which is common for Jackalope Radio. Last week, I had somebody from Reno, Nevada that was in my show about an hour into it. That's what it told me. So, never had anybody from Reno that's ever been in my chat room. So I don't know if anybody from Reno's ever listened to it before, but there were people from Reno in my chat room. I thought it was a high coincidence, being the fact that we were talking a show about the Constantinos and Ghost Adventures last week, sort of, especially with an hour left in my show. And it's almost like somebody gave up the goat. And an hour into my show, as soon as I started talking about Ghost Adventures, somebody from Reno was listening to it. It could be just a coincidence, not a big deal, but stranger things have happened to this show before. I just thought it was real interesting. So, but anyway, it's not anything we haven't done before. It's not any, you know, we haven't, it's not one of those situations where we haven't talked about them before. But my show's a little different because I don't get into the jits of the fact that they're faking anything. I don't get into the fact that they're faking evidence and all that stuff. I don't know if they are, if they aren't. You know, that's their responsibility, and they're going to pay for that if they are, eventually, when it gets found out. But I did get into the fact that they lied about a few things, and I did prove it, and I did call them on it. And not so much about faking evidence, but lying about some of the places and saying that certain places they've investigated were this way and they were that way, were haunted by this and all that. They did not tell. They did find out there was information that wasn't true, and they went with it anyway. So I have talked about that before. You're responsible for being who you are if you claim that you have a reputation to uphold. What was that Baggins said about his reputation?
Go, 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 go! Get out! Get out! Get out!
It feels like I was touched by Satan.
There are things in this world that we will never fully understand.
Understand.
We want answers. We have worked years to build our credibility, our reputation. Working alongside the most renowned professionals in the field.
We've worked years to build up our credibility and our reputation. And that credibility relies on the fact that if you receive information about places not being the way they are or not being haunted or certain things that are going on, it's your responsibility to hold up that credibility and not keep going with it and saying, yeah, well, we're just going to go with it anyway, even though if it isn't true. If we find out that the story is just a lie or made-up story or it's a folklore, they have a tendency of going with the story anyway, even though they found out it was folklore. You shouldn't do that. That's not building your credibility. That's actually destroying it. So that's what I had an issue with them in the past. Most of your other shows or talk shows or whatever the case may be or YouTube videos work more on, oh, they faked their evidence of the shadow hand and blah, 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 blah. I don't really care. To be honest with you, I don't really care. If there was a time, this is not it anymore. The time now has gotten pretty serious because they're spending a lot of time getting people into a lot of trouble. They walk in a room with a Ouija board in their hand and bring other people in with them and say, well, okay, we'll see you later. Y'all are left on your own. That's the problem with them. And they haven't done it just once. They've done it a whole lot of times. And now we have two people that are dead, maybe because of the stuff that they brought into this world. Maybe people that were attached to this group brought a lot of things with them in the process. And there is a lot of proof that they have been in places, so on and so forth, that I have picked up on several occasions and in shows where they have said, in plenty of shows, that the places they go on and the problems they've had to deal with the destruction of marriages, that they were dealing with entities that attack people's marriages, that caused families to go violent with one another, that caused problems with families to hate one another and to split apart with one another. This is an issue that has been going on with this group for a very long time. It's an issue that has also been a problem among themselves, you know, with Aaron having trouble in his marriage and so on and so forth. Who knows why Nick left? Who knows why they have a falling out between Nick and the rest of them? No one really knows, and I'm not going to make up any story, because I'm not the news where I make up my own opinion and say, you know, this is how it really is, and manipulate you to believe the story. But I do think that it is strange that he just left and there really weren't no answers on this. Personally, it may have to do with the fact that there are so many problems that they're causing that maybe the guy had issues with spiritual issues or issues with having things being attached to them. Who knows? I think, you know, if you're going to be attached to something, you're probably going to be attached to it your entire life. And it's really not something you're going to bring home with you. It's already going to be there. You know, a lot of people say, well, I brought it home with me and that's why I have problems. No, it was already there with you. You didn't bring it home. You already had problems. And like I said last week, when you're constantly watching these shows and you're constantly going through videos and you spend your whole entire life in darkness and dealing with things you're obsessed with, it's not something you're going to bring home. It's something that's already going to be there. So I don't believe in the, well, I went to investigate this place and I brought the bad home. No, you've already had it there. You've already had it with you, or else you wouldn't be doing it and you wouldn't be dealing with it. You just been involved obsessively with dark things, and that's why your issue has gotten worse. Not the fact that you brought home something from Bobby Mackey's. That's a joke. I don't believe in that at all. You can't be having this problem without causing other people to have the same problem. It's dealt with inside your family, and they're going to be suffering from it, and they're going to be affected with it as well. Keep that in mind when you're out there going to do your own thing, that there are other people in your household that are going to be affected by it. I've had it from experience. I know that these things are going to happen, and your other family members might have the same trouble. Yep. Deb says, they and the Constantinos went to so many places like the Mackey's and did pay events over and over, knowing the dangers and ignoring them, exposing the public to them or for money. Yep, but the thing is, too, and it was fully admitted that Ghost Adventures, even them leaving a little note about their personal feelings about the Constantinos, they say that they went to them for advice on many occasions. Went to them for advice on many occasions. You know, there are a lot of people in this world that claim that they're doing good and trying to cause they go and investigate or do whatever in a person's home and are actually trying to help, but you're not really helping. And there are those out there that say that they're there for good reasons, but they're not there for good reasons. They're actually there for the opposite. So don't think for once that everybody that comes out there and says we're going to investigate so you can find answers for your own so we can help you with them. That's not true. There are many, many people that do exactly the opposite. For those out there that say that they're trying to do good, there are those out there that also do it for bad reasons. And there are those out there that do it for evil reasons. I personally believe that Jordan Maxwell is one of them. Jordan Maxwell is one of those guys that claim that, you know, I'm trying to warn people in society of how bad things are and trying to give you a better life and give you a better follow something that could might help you in the future, when he actually does the opposite. He's actually gotten his name from Jordanius Maximus, which was a character believed to be in one of Madame Blavatsky, one of Madame Petrovna Blavatsky's books that he believed in. He believed in her and followed her as a, you know, really, really worshipped this woman and believed in everything she did. This guy knows what he's talking about. This guy knows how things work. Problem is, he's doing it for opposite reasons. Problem is, he's doing it for bad reasons. And so he has a lot of people following him and believing what he says. And some of the things he says are true, but he's actually leading you in the wrong direction. And I'm starting to think that, you know, Zach Bagans and a few other people are doing that as well, because they've been leaving their trash behind for others to clean up. Jordan Maxwell, here's one of his famous lies.
Consequently, I believe, as an article of my faith, that there are individuals on the earth
article
today
of his faith. He's not a
who
faithful
are,
person.
For a lack of a better term, divinely ordained in their position of power. And I don't know if that makes me happy or not, but I'm smart enough to accept it and realize that, I guess for a lack of a better way of saying it, someone has to run the world.
Really?
And if they are here, and they have come here from another place and another time, they have extraordinary wisdom, power, and knowledge. And consequently, I don't see them, if this be true, this is just an article of my belief, but if this be true, that there are entities here who are not completely human, but who are a combination of the divine and human, then I see no problem with this. I accept that there are powers over us. And I think that they will reward you for your diligence and your intelligence. If you intend to be stupid, then let them.
He's not talking about God. Not a man that follows Petrovna Blavatsky, who believes in totally the opposite, that believes Satan that does exist and is actually an entity that should be followed, and God is actually the evil one. This is one of the things that the woman quoted in one of her books. And he follows to the letter. And this guy here claims that, you know, this is something that should be followed, should be believed in, and you're stupid not to. This is a guy that does not believe in God at all. You know, sometimes he actually believes in aliens. This is why I think he's a nut twist. But, you know, this is how this guy is. And we have a lot of people out there that are totally deceived that follow this man, thinking that it's a righteous thing when it's not. He has a habit of doing this to the letter.
As you may have guessed by now, Jordan Maxwell is not this man's real name. And I don't have any kind of problem with that. Using a pseudonym is a perfectly reasonable and understandable practice. But there is something a little fishy with the name that Jordan Maxwell chose. Here's why. In Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's book, Isis Unveiled, Volume 2, Theology, she tells us what her version of the Nazarene Trinity is. And she tells us that the second in the Trinity is Jordanus Maximus. It is said that Jordanus Maximus, the water of life, he is the one through whom we alone can be saved. Now, on Jordan Maxwell's website, there's a section where it just lists a bunch of words that Jordan Maxwell is encouraging people to just do their homework on, apparently because he's just so good with words. And one of those words is Jordanus Maximus, and it has some question marks to the side of it. And then it's the only word that has a little addendum to the right. That addendum says, "This term was brought to Jordan's attention in an email he received from a rabbi. We thought we'd just throw this one in." This clearly implies that Jordan is claiming not to have any knowledge of the term Jordanus Maximus, at least up until he could get emails from rabbis. And considering emails are pretty late and his career has been pretty long, this is saying that he had no idea up until pretty recently of this term Jordanus Maximus. Now again, this term comes from Madame Blavatsky's book, Isis Unveiled, Volume 2, Theology. So keep that in mind as we listen to this next...
Thank you.
Yes.
Gentlemen, have you ever heard or read Mrs. Blavatsky? She's...
Helena Petrovna Blavatsky?
Right.
Yes. Yes, I have all of her works.
You have?
Yes.
Well, that's why... Yes.
I no, think it... her best work was Isis Unveiled, Part 2, which is theology.
Right. science.
And that was an exceptional work. I think that Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the Russian mystic, was a very wise and perceptive lady, and she had some very profound knowledge, obviously, and her academic achievements were extraordinary. And so I have a very high respect for the work of Helena Blavatsky.
That's Jordan Maxwell saying that. Now, we've talked about it on our show several times that this guy, you know, Petrovna Blavatsky was not a very good person to be following because she was a part of the beginning of the New Age movement, the New Earth religion, so to speak, that Oprah Winfrey is preaching to other people today. And we've also talked about the connection from her all the way down to today and how that is being brought about. And this guy has a lot of followers in the paranormal. He's trying to fool people into thinking that this is a good thing to follow, bringing it out as a God-like thing when it's not. That's why you got to watch out for people in the world we live in and the shows that you watch and the people that you deal with on a regular basis, because they're not the people you think they are. They're not the people you want to be a part of. Here's a little interview from Zach Bagans when some kids interviewed him, and they asked him, what's their best part of ghost hunting? The best part. And this is their answer.
Bringing demons home by home.
best thing is fall when it follows you home.
That is a true demonic haunting. You know, all these places that we go to, I think, are haunted by human spirits. But Bobby Mackey's is one of the few that is infested by demons. That is a literal breeding ground for demonic entities. And that takes this whole field of research to a whole nother realm, and it's caused a lot of problems too, and that's a very dangerous place, especially when you go there provoking demons. Something I never recommend, because there's things that are more than just a scratch and all that stuff. There's things that come home with you and can wreak hell in your life.
So this is some real stuff for you. You really get into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
This isn't anything other than real stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very real.
Yeah. Bringing demons home, and it's stuff that can actually be attached to you that can wreak hell in your life. Really? Did it wreak hell in the lives of the Constantinos, Zach? Or are you just going to remain silent and not admit to the fact that you brought this attachment, according to the people that say they bring attachments on? I don't believe in that personally. But it's the fact that you've led these people into places that were dangerous, and they just happen to have problems with their marriage, just like everyone else does, and just like Aaron has with his family, so on and so forth. Is this the reason why Nick left? For the fear of an attack on his family? Interesting, huh? Well, here's more on their attachment that I found that they seem to always talk about.
We believe that the replaying of an actual spirit voice at the location where it was captured can be both dangerous and beneficial. It can help a trapped spirit know that they can be heard, but it can also be conducive to spirit attachment.
And he's talking about EVP sessions and playing things. When you listen to EVPs and you play them back on locations, this is the kind of thing that can wreak havoc in your life for future reasons and, you know, that at point in time. Is this the same thing or the same problem the Constantinos had? After all, they were the ones that would always listen to EVPs and go back and listen to them, play them, go back and listen to them. This was a part of one of the things that they've done. And, of course, you were attached to the Constantinos like two legs in a potato sack in a potato sack race. I don't even know where I got that from, but it just came in my head. But, you know, is that just a major coincidence that they seem to be together on all this? And they had problems in their life. You know, we go back to the reputation that the Bagans warned of, how they believe in their rep more than anything.
Go, 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 go! Get out! Get out! Get out!
It feels like I was touched by Satan.
are things in this world that we will never fully understand.
Understand.
We want answers. We have worked years to build our credibility, our reputation.
They have years to build their credibility and their reputation. So, you know, they're not going to run out and admit that they had anything to do with the marital problems that the Constantinos have. Of course, you know, they are responsible for the things that happen in their own lives. But, you know, you see a whole lot of this stuff going on, and we have the Zozo problem with the guy and his wife in one of their shows. That was really interesting as well.
Okay, right now I just shut the door behind me, and I have Darren, I have Kathleen with me right now. We're going right into this with you.
Skip, will you have to get on the board?
Yeah. Been about 10 years since I had a real session, Zach, so this is pretty emotional time for us. But
of course, he was lying about that because it wasn't 10 years since they got onto the board. But I find it very interesting that, you know, the wife is really worried about and scared to death. But, you know, yeah, do we have to use the Ouija board? Yeah, we do. Yeah, I think that is one piece of evidence right there that you're dragging somebody into it that doesn't want to be into it. You're making somebody be involved in some, well, you didn't force her at gunpoint, but guess what? You might want to, you know, listen to her and the way she's reacting when she doesn't want to be a part of it. But you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. That's leaving your trash behind for other people to pick up. And of course, you know, there was that later on where the woman claims that she was attacked, you know, sexually assaulted, and her belt was ripped off and all that stuff during the show. And I find that, you know, I might find that a little hard to believe. But, you know, that wasn't the first time something like that was to happen with these people. It wasn't the first time. There's been many other occasions where people have problems with their marriages. Hey, because Ghost Adventures came in and left their trash behind and caused problems with their families and caused problems with their marriages. So it wasn't the first time this has happened. And of course, what a coincidence that the Constantinos had problems with their marriage before all this happened. Yeah, Deb says the wife ended up in prison after that show, but I can't remember what she did. How interesting. Are you talking about the guy, the Zozo guy's wife? Well, what a coincidence that would be, that she turned into a criminal. Leaving your garbage behind and letting other people go ahead and pick it up. It goes on.
I trust you guys, man.
It's been about 10 years since I've been on a Ouija board, Zach, so I'm trusting you. This is a pretty emotional time. Really? Really? Well, on the website, it says, in 2009, I introduced my research into what has become known as the Zozo phenomena. The information found here is for information purposes only. I hold no responsibility if you are or someone you know become haunted by the Zozo or any entity. I use the Ouija boards at your own risk. On the bottom, it says, this is through their, and this is interesting. I found this very funny. Stephen Lancaster. Darren Everett's research has put Ouija board back on the map. Back on the map, huh? Interesting. Because you see, at the end of the website on this channel on YouTube, at the end of the website, which is very, very interesting, it says, coming October 2011, Darren Evans and Stephen Lancaster of Monster Vision TV will conduct an unprecedented Ouija session at the Haunted Country Square Inn. This comes in 8 minutes and 48 seconds into Zozo Ouija Phenomena on YouTube video on Darren Evans' YouTube channel. This is on his YouTube channel, folks. And what did he say in the video on Ghost Adventures?
We're going right into this with you.
Skip, will you have to get on the board?
Yeah. Been about 10 years since I had a real session, Zach, so this is pretty emotional time for us, but I trust you guys, man.
It's been about 10 years since I've been on the Ouija board, Zach. But he constantly gets on here. And it has, let's see, what's 10 years from what we're standing at in 2014? 2004. What's 10 years from 2013 if the show was recorded last year? 2003. Coming in October 2011, we will conduct an unprecedented Ouija session at the Haunted Country Inn, Square Inn, 8 minutes and 48 seconds into the Ouija Phenomena Zozo on YouTube, Darren Evans' YouTube channel.
That comes last year when I talked about it on my show, which basically proves that they do not and refuse to stop doing what they're doing, causing trouble with other people. You better be damn sure before you let these people into your house or you let these people into your life, you know what you're doing, because they're it seems to me, my own opinion, you know, I'm not a news organization, so it's right. But my opinion is, you know, I think I would be very careful what they're doing, because what they're doing is extremely dangerous. I think the inexperience that they have no clue what crap they're getting people into. They have no clue what they're doing. They're causing more havoc than they are helping. They're wreaking, leaving smoke behind where it shouldn't be left behind, and their legacy is going to be known as a group of people. It seems like, you know, almost like the Manson family, you know? He's left behind a whole lot of people that have just had their life screwed. Manson family had their lives screwed. Of course, you know, it's their responsibility. Your idiotic moves to join a group like his and to end up living a life like that. That's your stupidity if you want to do something stupid with your life and end up, you know, in the wrong instead of the right. If you can't see the difference between a positive outcome and you can't see the difference between going somewhere in a positive reasons and going somewhere for negative reasons, and somebody asks you to join this dark territory and you do and you have a bad outcome from it, you know, you're the only person that you can blame for that.
Well, you know, the demon at Bobby Mackey's caused my marriage to break up, and I've been having some serious problems with attachments following me home and, you know, all this stuff that seemed to be going on in my household, and I just can't live my life like that. It's just, you know, something really, really bad and, you know, all that. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do another show. And I'm going to do another show and then another show again and more shows on top of more shows after, you know, I've already burned the hell out of my hand by putting my hand into the fire and, you know, kept hammering my fingers with a hammer and breaking my fingers. But I'm going to start on my left hand as well because, you know, I haven't learned my lesson from the right hand. So I'm going to start on my left hand because I'm just that stupid. They just seem to be leaving more and more crap behind them as they go along. Then they go to the rectory. You remember the rectory where they, you know, caused problems with the man and his wife to, you know, they didn't cause it, but they stirred up things worse than ever before in this rectory. And, of course, they brought in a false religion priest to fix it and didn't fix it, and it never fixed anything, obviously, to me. If you're a guy or a priest or somebody of the cloth that holds up a cross and says, you know what, we're going to go in, we're going to cleanse this house, and we're going to fix everything, and, you know, 5 weeks later it isn't fixed, 2 months later it isn't fixed, 5 years later it isn't fixed, and you keep going back to the same priest, 10 years later it isn't fixed, and you just keep going to the same priest over and over again, and it isn't fixed. Guess what? Your religion must not be working. And what he's doing must not be working. But they continue to use this guy, and, you know, the other one that seems to believe in psychics and say, you know, psychics is sure a good thing to use. You know, there's some psychics that are okay and some are not okay. But in the Bible, it says, no, not to use them. But yet, you know, we're going to these priests that seem to keep saying that, you know, I've got a Bible in my hand, but I don't believe in it. I got a Bible in my hand, but I really don't use it. Because we're going through my own interpretation. So you just go ahead and you just keep bringing that priest in there. But for some reason, it doesn't seem to work. Common sense would tell you, people, if you bring in a plumber and your pipes keep leaking and you go back to that plumber and the pipes are leaking worse and you go back to that plumber and your pipes fall off and you go back to that plumber and you have 6 feet of water, guess what? You don't go to that plumber again, do you? Or do you call him up again? Are you stupid enough to keep doing that? Deb says, he addresses some of his stupidity in his show, other show Aftershocks, but it's a sham. He got these people in jeopardy on his show. Then he tells them not to do it. It's dangerous later. Yes, and of course, we see this on a constant basis with ghost adventures where they constantly tell people this is dangerous, it really caused problems for us. But you know, you're going to make thousands of people watch it and you're going to bring other people in with you to join in and have a good party with it, and then you're going to bring the Constantinos in there to get advice from them, which basically murder suicide, and then you're going to bring other people in there who are going to have problems in their marriage. But you know what, let's just keep on doing it. Just like the plumber, you keep asking to come over to your house and fix your pipes that never seem to be fixed. Are you dumb enough to keep doing that? Of course, then there's the rectory problem with these two people that live there, and they have their marriage problems.
Now that Father Ashcraft has cleansed the entire building, we make our way back upstairs to wrap up the exorcism when something very disturbing and unexpected occurs.
I would encourage you also to...
I like that. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is a symptom of mental illness. Yeah. Sounds like it to me.
Consecrate your home. Regular crosses tend not to have the effect, because without the corpus, without the body of Christ on there, it's just a torture symbol. That's all it is.
Man.
If you haven't already
even
done...
Even once we work on our neck?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You all right, Tim?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's also good to wear a St. Benedict's medal as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good. You know what? This is bull. This is bull.
See, the priest is talking, and supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is true, this priest is talking and doing a prayer, and all the guy is doing, supposedly, he's having a, you know, not really a possession, but a, you know, demon problem, oppression, or whatever the word's called for it. He's having oppression problems when this priest is talking. Guess what? He's not running away. He's getting angry. Which means it's not working. It's not working. And he keeps going.
What's going on?
You okay, bud? You're having a hard time accepting all this, aren't you?
Really?
Why don't you tell me what you're feeling right now? What you're thinking?
Pissed off. And sick.
What is making you angry?
You being here. I don't want you here. I want you to go.
Very common.
Very common. You know, the priest, you know, Father Ashcraft has said this is very common. Do you think that would be a sign of quit your job? When you seem to be, you know, just like the plumber, when you come in the house, say, well, you know what? You seem to come in here quite a bit and try to fix my, you know, sink. But my sink is always leaking. Well, that's very common. In other words, you're telling me that you fixed a lot more houses than this one and they weren't fixed. You went in and tried to change things for the better, but they actually didn't change. It got worse. And you say it's common. You know this happens. You admit it that this happens all the time? That, to me, is a sign of mental illness, that you would sit there and you would keep going to a guy that says this is common. This happens all the time. In other words, it's not working. It's not working. Wow. You know, I think it's funny. I said last week, you know, when you have certain ministers and certain priests and people like that that say it takes months and years to kill and to take off and kill a exorcism, to get rid of the demon in a person. It takes months, years. It takes a whole lot of time. It takes maybe 60 years, whatever the case is. It sure takes a whole lot of time to exorcise the demon out of a person. Well, to me, what does it say when, you know, you're using God to take out a demon out of somebody and it isn't working? It tells the person that has no, this is why they fall for it. This is why, you know, this is very manipulative and it is very deceiving, deceptive. When a demon refuses to leave a person, when you're saying that God is doing it, what does that say? It's saying that when a demon doesn't leave and you're using God, it's the demon is trying to say, hey, I'm more powerful than God. I'm not leaving this person because it's not working, because obviously it's taking you years to do it, which means I'm more powerful than God because I'm not leaving. That is what the problem is and seems to persist, people. When the priest goes out and he tries to exorcise somebody and it takes months, years to do it, and he's not leaving, it's, God is not the problem. It's the false religion that's the problem. It means it ain't working. Because to me, if it's God or some higher being more powerful, thousands of times more powerful than demon, hello, I think if I'm going to exorcise something out of somebody, it would happen like that. They would be gone in seconds. If God actually intervened and went after somebody and took the demon out of a person, it would happen in seconds. It wouldn't be one of those situations where it takes months, years. Of course, there goes my chat room again. Seems to always happen this time. Crashes and dies. Gotta fix it. Hello. There we go. Always happens. My chat room dies and crashes on me when I'm trying to talk. And, of course, we're talking about it again. We're exposing things for what they are, and my chat room crashes. What a coincidence, huh? Well, you know, I think, personally, of course, my computer is going haywire now, and everything seems to be crashing and going ballistic and berserk. But anyway, like I was saying, I think if it was going to happen, it would happen in a split second. It wouldn't take months. It wouldn't take years. It wouldn't take days. It would happen then and there. It wouldn't be one of those situations where it's like, oh, you know, it's going to take a while. We're going to have to just work on it because it's going to take a while to work. So we have to just keep fighting a good fight. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen then, and it's not going to take years to happen. Here's more from them in this Ashcraft.
He's experiencing some oppression.
Really?
Same thing you're experiencing, except you're experiencing it in a way of depressed.
Melancholy.
And melancholy. Yeah. He's feeling agitated and angry. He doesn't want me here. The fact that he is feeling this agitated means that whatever is here, it is afraid of us. It knows that we're here and we're having an effect.
It ain't afraid of you.
Okay. They're not going to make themselves known like this.
Well, you know, if it was afraid of you, it would leave. It wouldn't still stick around. Don't you think, why in the world, when it's you're something that people can't see, you're something that people can't fight, and you're something that people can't deal with, why would they be afraid of you? If it's something that's more powerful than you, why would it be more? Why would it be afraid of you? And if it was afraid, why would it stick around? It can go anywhere in the universe. Why would it stick around? Of course, it can't because it's been cast down to Earth and it can't leave. But, you know, it can go anywhere else. Why would it want to stick around if it's afraid or doesn't like you? Falling for it.
We've scared them.
It's engulfing you right now. You just take a breath, let it all in. It's happened to the best of us.
Happened to the best of us.
I can't believe I spoke to him like that.
Well, you know him better than we do. And you're saying this is not his personality.
No.
I saw him down in the basement when he changed. I felt it.
While we were in the basement praying the ritual of exorcism, the entity that was down there was moving around trying to stay away from me, and it might have latched onto it.
What's even more disturbing is that right where this occurred to Tim in the basement, our digital recorder down there captured a creepy laugh immediately after he said he was going to throw up.
I feel sick. I mean, I literally feel like I'm going to throw up.
By the true God.
I don't want to play this laugh and not present its impact. This laugh was not heard by anybody, making it an electronic voice phenomenon. We also believe it is a reaction to Tim's comment and the effects of the entity that made him feel like this.
I apologize for that. No, don't apologize. He's here to help you guys. I'm just trying to get it together.
Here to help you guys. That's the funniest thing I ever heard. We're here to help you guys. Help us do what? Help us, you know, with help us create more of a negative environment. Help things get worse than ever before.
Like that.
Okay,
Tim. That's the thing. Is that it's not you. Okay, he needs to get this out of you.
I wouldn't remain in the house any longer than I had to. Hey, Tim, would you like me to pray for you?
Yeah.
Grab a seat. Heavenly Father, we ask you to surround Tim with holy angels to protect him, to thwart the evil plots of
You're
the
right.
adversary. Put a spiritual hedge of thorns around him. Can you tell me what you were thinking and feeling?
Pissed off at you.
Okay. It doesn't mean you're possessed, all right?
No, it means he's pissed off at you because it ain't working. Deb says, it seems to me if things are that scary and bad every time they go to the rectory, they would leave and not keep renting it out for investigations or doing GH shows about it. That's very true.
Well, what do we do from this point
on? Or bring in non-God, no-God Burns, no-God Patrick Burns into the rectory to cast out demons when he doesn't believe in God. That makes a whole lot of sense. That's like, you know, ordering a hamburger and then eating it at a Taco Bell restaurant. You know? Somehow that seems a little bit awkward in a place you shouldn't be. Or ordering a Taco Bell burrito at a hamburger restaurant. You know, not going to work.
I would recommend that Tim leave the property for a while.
Yeah, okay.
With this going on now, all that she's been going through here, what do we do? I mean...
See, he don't even know what to do. He's going into place, oh, we're here to help you. We're here to make things better for you. And he don't even know what to do. There's the problem. Inexperienced people going in, thinking they, you know, can fix the whole planet, make things a lot better, and they don't even know what the hell they're doing. You know, obviously, this is not getting to people because they're constantly doing this over and over again in every show, every week, every year. They're what now on their 11th, 12th season, and they're still doing this, and people are still believing it. They're still following this guy as the big helper. Oh, for once, I would like to go into a place and prove them wrong, because I can. I can, and I have. I've made people quit this field plenty of times before because they've seen things that were not ghosts. When hanging around with me in these places, you will see things that will not be the little girl. You will hear things that will be very ugly and violent and very nasty. You will have problems that are not normal. You will have investigations that are not common. And you may end up going to places that will make you quit what you're doing. Because I show the side of it that is not ghost adventures, where they just go in and go, hey, we're going to fix all this. We know what we're doing. Nope. Because you're going to deal with paranormal experiences that are very complicated but scary. Very complicated and frightening. This is why I don't like to do it very often. But when I do, it's to teach you a lesson. To teach you that this is not a game and this is not something for ratings and it's not something that, well, we have to build a show for this week. For your own personal, you know, they could be doing this on purpose. Like I said about Jordan Maxwell, there may be some people out there doing this for the wrong reasons and they know what they're doing. And they try to be humble or act humble and go out there like, I'm innocent. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a scared little kid. But they know what they're up to, and they know how to cause problems among other people's lives. These people, for the Constantinos, if there ever been a link between them and the Constantinos and their murder-suicide and the fact that all this stuff that they've been doing has caused their marriage to be very violent and evil, and everything that has happened to them is because of this situation, they should be banned from TV. They should be banned from doing what they're doing because there's been several times that they've had shows where people's marriages have been having problems and have failed and turned violent. Even in their own crew, this problem has happened. And it would not surprise me if Nick had the same problem, and that's why he left. Because the hints are there in several shows when you watch it before he did walk out. And you can tell me things all day long, but until you come up and prove me wrong, then that's what I'm going to believe. And that's what I'm saying. Because I'm shelling out proof after proof after proof after proof, and not once have you done anything to show me different, to prove me wrong, to show me the opposite of what I'm claiming here. Because I have the evidence right in front of your face. And you want to get in my chat and hide, that's fine. But you don't seem to be speaking up for yourself, do you? And to me, when you're not speaking up for yourself, that means you're guilty. When you're hiding, that means you're guilty. When you refuse to answer the accusations, that means you're guilty. That's what I think. It's getting closer to be true.
He doesn't act this way, does he?
No. He's my rock. He's the one that's getting, you know, that helps me stay. He's, you know, my bodyguard, my security. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the calm one that really is disturbing to me, that he had that kind of reaction.
Is there something here, Father?
You know, I have to say that I believe there is.
I need to apologize.
He's just going to scare me right now. Okay. I don't want him to come at me, okay? Wait.
I really apologize for that. Like I said, that I'm not that way.
Tim, it's okay. It's okay. I understand.
Let Father see if Tim is Tim right now.
Like, but whatever is causing him to do this, it's not going to go with him, right? It's not going to, I'm not going to take this back to my house, right? Whatever.
I can't answer that.
Terry is extremely concerned and scared for her own safety, seeing for the very first time this type of aggression coming from Tim.
We all started in there, and all six of us are outside, staring at it like it's beating us.
Going there.
5 weeks after our investigation, Tim tells us he is still suffering from the effects of the demonic oppression. Not only is he afflicted by fits of rage, but Terry's dogs are also growling and even snapping at him.
I'm just trying to get it together.
However, the oppression isn't just focused on Tim. Since the night of the exorcism, Terry has been tormented by severe, horrifying nightmares.
I'm not not going to take this back to my house, right?
I can't answer that. Until this place, I've never felt hate towards anybody, and this place is just...
As they continue to meet with Father Ashcraft and his associates, we can only hope and pray their ordeal will be over soon.
And it just goes to show that it's not worked. 5 weeks, and it still hasn't worked. What does that say? That they caused more problems and left their stain behind. That's what it says. You know, they should have a slogan. Ghost Adventures, the bad plumbers of the paranormal. That's exactly what their slogan should be. Because that's, you know, maybe we should just call in Bob Larson to fix the problem.
It's the Larsonator Demon Buster 3000. Yes, you too can have your own. Just add water and a little bit of cash and sure enough,
get the demon out of you.
You can get rid of your own demons yourself. It's easy.
I was once going inside of people, in and out, women, men, both the same thing, didn't matter. But since the Larsonator Buster 3000, all I can do now is go into cats, maybe some dogs, and a few goats, and I was able to go into a hamster. That's right, a hamster. Of all things, a forsaken mother...
Yes, the Larsonator Demon Buster 3000. That's right. It's easy. Just add a little water, put a little money in, and voila! You have your own Larsonator Demon Buster 3000.
I was a lonely man walking down the street one day, and sure enough, this demon just walked up and just jumped right inside of me, and I was twitching and everything else, and then my voice started to change, and I started to sound like a female. The next thing you know, I had 4 or 5 demons in me, until I got the Larsonator Demon Buster 3000, and sure enough, and all the demons are gone. It was not much money at all, just a couple of $1,000, and sure enough, I got rid of all the demons inside of me. Thank you, Bob Larson. You dumbass.
That's right, the Larsonator Demon Buster 3000 can do the trick. Soon on the market, the Larsonator Teenage Girls 4000. That's right. 3 girls, 1 exorcist. Goodbye. That's all it takes. Spray a little on, wipe it clean, and sure enough, the demons just disappear. All you need is a few squirts, and that's right, all the demons are gone. That's right, all the demons are gone. That's what happens with teenage girls and a few squirts and demons.
In the name of Jesus.
There's nothing like a demon buster and teenage girls. That's right, 3 teenagers, 1 demon, soon to be a TV show.
I'm a woman that loves to work out. I got big, strong muscles. And one day, a man jumped inside of me. Oh, wrong story. It was a demon that jumped inside of me. So I called Bob Larson, and he came up, and he gave me the Larsonator 3000. And next thing I know, I'm a normal human being. All I need is a Bob Larson 3000, and next thing I know, I'm a skinny, wimpy person. Next thing I know, I'm an attractive female with 1 tooth and bug eyes. That's right, bug eyes. And then all the men wanted me because I used to be big, but now I'm small. And thanks to Bob Larson and the Demonator 3000, Demon Buster 4000, I don't even remember what it was called, but he gave me one, and I did a few squirts, and sure enough, I'm an attractive female who used to be hunky like this, but now I'm an attractive female. Thank you, Bob Larson.
In the name of Jesus, sir.
That's right, the Larsonator 3000 Demon Buster in stores now. And don't forget the Teenage Exorcist Squirt Gun, also the Tackling Dummy. Call now, 1-800-666-ASS-WHOOPING. That's right, 1-800-666-THE-LARSON-ASS-WHOOPING. Call now, operators are standing by.
What's that?
Operator is standing by.
What's that?
Larson will be taking your calls.
We'll be back on the Night Breach, so stick around.
He's homeless children.
At your age.
We're live with the Ghost Getter.
It's interesting. Dev V said, Sedumsville Rectory has a 2-for-1 special. They state they have been on several TV shows and still haven't raised their rates. They drank the Kool-Aid, exactly. $300 a night seems a lot to me. Just goes to show they don't listen. The Nightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter. Jackalope Radio, Jackalope 105 FM, Reverse 96 FM. Radiostream123.com, The 80 Station, especially in the weekend. Here's the danger that we're seeing, and they had fully admit what they're doing.
Really unexpected to hear some of the things she said. This demonic presence absorbed itself into this woodwork, into this frame.
This is the, this is the exorcist house that Chip Coffey claims he's going to go in and exorcise, which they claim has already been exorcised, and it's already been cleaned. But it's not going to be clean, I guess, until Chip Coffey cleans it. A, psychic that says he's got a gift from God that obviously didn't listen to the Bible because it says that he was wrong. But he's going to clean it. Okay.
In this building, all three of us have been attached by negative energies at different locations. I know I have. Uh-huh. I know you have, Zach, and I know you have, Aaron. The three of us were drawn to this location through negativity for the to latch onto us. That's what I'm scared about. I get goosebumps talking about it, man. I have a family. I don't want to die from this.
That's Nick. That's Nick saying that. That's Nick admitting it. Could be one of the reasons why he left. He has a family to think about. He didn't want to die from this. And then you go on, and guess what Zach says?
All three of us feel something.
We do.
More than just us with cameras and paranormal investigators here at this location right now.
I've had a possession. Aaron, you've had a possession.
I don't think it's possession. I definitely think it's attack.
You're in denial. I've seen you affected very severely. You need to stop being in denial for that.
I believe I know,
but you need to wake up and understand that this is powerful.
Really?
And that if there's something in here, you better be damn very careful.
Yeah, right.
And all of us better be careful.
Right.
They have the nerve to say that. They damn well need to be careful, and all of us need to be warned, and all of us need... Really? Can you believe you just heard that crap coming out of them? This was 2 years ago when they done the show on Halloween in the same place, the exorcist house that's supposed to be live this Halloween from Chip Coffey. Same place. They have the nerve to say we need to be damn near careful. Really? Were the Constantinos careful? Just wonder, because that would be the question I would ask them. Were the Constantinos careful? Being the fact you admitted it.
I'm a little bit nervous coming back in here. When I first came here, I thought for sure this place wouldn't have any activity. Because it should be the most blessed house in the St. Louis area.
Really? So why is Chip Coffey going there if it's supposed to be the most blessed house in St. Louis? Huh.
So I came in with the mindset nothing was going to happen.
Because it don't work, that's why.
And Greg?
Yeah.
Something did happen.
Yes.
Unprompted, the next-door neighbor approaches us. He requests his face not be shown on camera and begins to tell us about the strange aura of this home.
There's rumor of St. Michael being in the room where the child was exorcised.
A lot of the people that own this ran into nonstop bad luck.
Bad luck, divorces. They're good people. They're friendly, nice neighbors.
Wait a minute.
All of a sudden,
what did he say? Bad luck, divorces?
Where the child was exorcised.
A lot of the people that own this ran into nonstop bad luck.
Bad luck, divorces. They're good people. They're
really
nice neighbors. But all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God.
Is that what they said about the Constantinos? That they were good people? Didn't they have trouble as well? Interesting. They seem to leave this mark behind in a lot of places that GAC seems to go to. They need to start looking at themselves. Maybe, you think?
Is this demon still somehow involved in this piece of property here? Especially to a degree.
But it's something more than knowing that the exorcism happened here.
Yeah,
it's something just draws you.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You're buying a house with a bad history.
And you think that energy somehow
still reverberates through anybody that comes here to live?
You wonder. I mean, you have to wonder. People that move in here just never seem to be a happy end.
People that seem to go into these places and live in these places never seem to have a happy life in these places. And then they go to a demonologist who's a respected demonologist supposedly around the world who is well-educated in demonology, obviously better than, than what's-his-face. And this is what he warns to them. Interesting and very coincidental, being the fact we just had this incident happen recently between the Constantinos and them.
To help us understand what potential risks we are dealing with in the Exorcist house and our own attachments from previous investigations, we meet one of the world's most educated demonologists, Dr. William Bradshaw.
Zach Bagans.
Aaron, how you doing?
Fine, Aaron.
Nick.
Nice to see you.
You too. Dr. Bradshaw, have you witnessed exorcisms?
Yes.
How bad do they get?
Oh, they can get pretty bad. They can get really bad.
How does a demon just decide it wants to choose a person?
Demons know that that child has unusual potential to do tremendous things in this world. And so they want to stop that before it happens.
So that does that mean that demons can predict the future?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think they can predict the future, but I think they can manipulate future events to happen. That I don't believe.
Demons understand the future.
The child had marks that actually spelled out Lewis.
So you think this demon spelled Lewis all over this little boy for the family to take the little boy to St. Louis in trying to eradicate this problem?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you why demons can't predict the future. Because the story of Job. Satan went to God saying that Job, I can make it to where Job will lose his faith. And God said, no, he will not lose his faith. And he tested him to lose his faith. And he didn't lose his faith after all the things that happened to him. If he knew that the future, he would know this, that he could actually change his faith. Why bother if he knows in the future it wouldn't happen? So I don't think that it's possible that they know.
We've been doing investigations for many years now. It's a passion of ours. But after the first couple seasons of Ghost Adventures, the three of us were very humbled in experiences that we had.
We fully don't understand what we are going against. And I think through our experiences, we've had some outlashes.
You have such evil,
so you just keep
evil
on doing
things
it.
That happen. And the only explanation I can come up with is that it's Satan and his demons are at work. A demon-possessed person may be very pleasant and cheerful, and all at once something sets them off and you can't understand what in the world happened.
Can they wreak havoc on your health?
Sure. Demons can create such terrible problems for you that you become ill.
So they disintegrate your health gradually.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then once you realize it, it gets worse in a weird way.
How do you self-medicate yourself if you feel...
You don't.
Yeah, how do you fight it?
You seek professional help.
What happens if
that's
you...
That's what I mean.
You seek professional help.
And obviously they don't listen. And they never will listen.
We are going to try and fight this demon. We are going to try and challenge this demon. Are we putting ourselves in a very vulnerable position?
What a bunch of idiots.
To also be possessed?
If Satan really believes you're a threat, then I would worry about some of the things that might happen
to us.
Like the Constantinos, maybe? Maybe? He says, how do you fix this problem? You don't. You seek professional help. How do you seek professional help? So we're going to go in there and we're going to call out and try to cast out the demons. Hello? He just said, but seek professional help. We're going to go seek professional help. So we're going to go in there and cast out the demon. Seek professional help, you moron. And then, of course, what do? They leave their garbage behind by bringing in a Ouija board. Yeah. And you wonder if anything's going to happen when Chip Coffee walks into the house and tries to exercise it. Well, you know, after doing Ouija boards and leaving Ouija boards in there and playing around with it, you think there might be something in the house now that they were doing Ouija boards or whatever in the house? I don't know. Maybe. You blame that on Ghost Adventures, because they did it.
Earlier, Greg, the credible investigator who claims he was attacked in the bedroom, gave us an old 1940s-era Ouija board at our request to use as a last resort in eliciting activity. It is said the boy who became possessed was also using an Ouija board with his grandmother, and that invited his demonic possession.
You don't need to watch that thermal.
Wait, you guys are really going to play it?
Yeah.
Dude. Are you sure you want to do that?
He's warning him.
It's great and all for and getting evidence, but that's serious, dude. I mean, do what you want to do, but I'm just
but
saying.
If you think logically about this, though, with the Ouija board, it's the same thing we're doing with the digital recorder.
No, that's
yeah.
The
got
thing
a point.
Is this one.
You know, Nick seems to think about it logically. He seems to use a logic answer by saying, "If you Ouija board's bad enough, don't you think the same thing with video recorders and DVRs? Don't you think that's the same thing?" I think that's the smartest thing he ever said and could be the reason why Nick wised up and left because of this crap.
It's different. This is actual, you get that spirit that comes through there.
Thermal just went out. Yeah, as you said that, Aaron, thermal just went out.
As we are discussing this, the thermal imaging camera we have shooting into the boy's bedroom, which has a brand new battery that I just put in within 10 minutes after we left the house, goes completely dead with no rational explanation.
You could put yourself in bad danger for this.
You sure you want to do this?
We want to caution everybody from trying to invite interaction with a demonic entity.
Really?
Earlier we learned from one of the most educated demonologists in the world that what we are doing comes with great risk.
Can anybody die from being possessed?
Absolutely.
But for the sake of helping this man get answers, as well as the homeowners...
Can anybody die from being possessed? Absolutely. Well, I don't know about dying, but I know they're coming all kinds of problems for people. Especially when they, marriages and, people that seek out the stuff like them.
This is what we have chosen. And for the first time ever, we decide to place the SB7 spirit box directly on top of an Ouija board. Is there anything here left?
Yeah, hang on.
Whoa, what's that? What is that?
Can you manifest yourself and show us yourself?
It is manifesting itself.
Holy crap.
Can you give us a sign that you're here?
It's making me like dizzy.
In the name of Jesus Christ, can you manifest yourself?
Well, that's the worst thing that he could ever do. That's the most ignorant thing that he's ever said that I've ever heard him say. I thought the D-cell batteries and using them to ward off demons were one thing. But them saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, manifest yourself, really?
Whoa.
And it's gone.
What was that?
Shortly after our 100th investigation, Nick meets with Father Jack Ashcraft. During the filming of this episode, I fell ill for a couple weeks afterwards with a stomach virus.
Really?
I have to stop for a second because I have like really bad severe pains in my stomach.
Coincidentally, he fell sick as well on his way to the exorcist house.
It's just weird too how everything kind of happened where you were supposed to come and meet us.
All of a sudden, I just got really dizzy and started feeling very sick to my stomach.
I have to stop for a second because I have like really bad severe pains in my stomach.
It was so bad I had to pull over. They had to take me to the hospital and turned out I was just dehydrated.
You know, it's funny, the same guy that they called in Ashcraft was having problems. The same guy in the rectory, is having problems. And of course, Ghost Adventures is having problems. And everybody else that's having problems after they left the place and left a big old stain there. They had a party and left their trash behind. They're even doing it in the exorcist house and causing problems. They seem to leave problems lie behind them as they go along in the world that they live in, as they travel. As they travel, they seem to leave a lot of potholes behind them, a lot of dark, empty potholes that people have to pick up. Are they doing this because they think they're helping, or are they doing this because they know what they're doing and they are causing problems for other people? Is this what they're really doing? I'm kind of wondering. But I think I would think twice before I watch Ghost Adventures or deal with these people, because I do not think they're dealing with anything with experience. One, I think they're very inexperienced. Very, because you don't know what you're dealing with. I've dealt with things like this all my life, and they don't have a clue what they're dealing with. And the things that they're saying, I would never say when I'm on an investigation. I would never say when I'm trying to expose something. I would never say manifest yourself in the name of anything. I would never do half the things that they do. That's way off base. This is what you get when you get on investigations. And I taught people and I told them that this is what happens when you play with stuff. You get complicated things that are not normal. Dangerous things that are not normal. And you learn your lesson. Think about it before you decide to do your next investigation. You know, test the spirits is what I say. See if they are of God, and I bet you'll find out they're not. I want to thank everybody for joining the nightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Check out reverse96fm.radiostream123.com for 80s weekend, 80s radio. And we thank Todd and Amanda for having me on the show, or having me on the station as always. We appreciate it. Thank you, Deb, V, the mod, Sparky Elf the mod, Japanese, tie-dye, Nate, and everybody listening, not in chat. We appreciate it as always. And thank you for taking the time out, 2 hours in your day, and listening. So from all of us at the Nightbreed Show, till next week, from the Ghost Getter, and everybody, see ya.